psalm, and both challenge us as to how we live out our lives. The Ten Commandments brought together the key things which enabled the people of Israel to live in community, whether during the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, or in the Promised Land, or in exile in Babylonia, or afterwards. A community in which everyone could be protected, valued, nurtured, and supported, with God at the heart of it. And that is acknowledged in the psalm that we sent together. But so often over the years, the Ten Commandments of so many have become a straitjacket. Those basic rules of life, of protection, we don't always see. But what we do need to remember, that they're not a straitjacket, but a way of living a life of practical holiness. And Jesus' parable about the wicked tenants would have been completely different if the tenants had discovered and had lived out how God's laws worked out in a loving, worshipful, and outward-looking way, which cared and respected others. But obviously in that case, Jesus would have had to tell the parable. So, what can we discover from our readings about ourselves and our community? And I'll leave you with that question mark for a moment, because what I want you to do is just in a few moments of quiet to think about the readings and identify one word, phrase, or thought that comes to you. And I want you to think about it, ponder on it, and somehow store it in your mind, keep pondering on it during the week ahead. Do keep pondering. As most of you are aware, the parish of Wirral, at the end of last year, we went through a consultation period as to its future. And most of you will be aware that this resulted in a recommendation that Quick St Lawrence became linked with Cuestoke, the Meadvale area would be linked with Milton, and the rest of Wirral would be separated into two. And in simple terms, that means St Mark's will be responsible for the northern part of the world and St Martin's the remainder. If you want more details about that, then chat to members of the leadership group or the church wardens. Obviously, it can't happen overnight, so the ongoing process of disentangling and reconstructing it is moving forward. And some of you may have realised that initial hope was it all be in place by the end of this year. But life changes. And the hope and prayer is that most of it should be in place by next May. But there could be hiccups along the way which may delay it. And here at St Martin's, because we're also in a vacancy, we're beginning that process of trying to put together a parish profile and ministry specification, and so on. And it's something that we need to do together. We're working towards, hopefully, advertising for a new incumbent towards the beginning of 2021. And as part of this, as a church and community, we need to seek God's vision as to what are the three or four main areas we believe should be the core of our future ministry in our part of the world. Mark, Maureen and myself have been delegated to initiate this process. And so, during this coming month, we'll be asking all sorts of people, including each one of you, various questions along the lines, of what you love about St. Martin's, what could be improved, particularly in the light of all that has gone on this year, where should we be putting our energies as we seek to reach out into a wider community? So, thinking and praying caps on during the next few weeks and onwards, as we seek the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to move us forward as a God-loving community. And that is quite a challenge, because most of us are just happy and content as we are. But we need to go on this journey together. We are in a new phase, if you like, of the life of this church. It's going to be slightly different to what it was before, because of the split. So now please take a few moments to begin that sort of reflection on what's important to you and why. Sorry, I've just got myself confused because I've put something in a different place. Oh. So just take a few minutes to think about, reflect what's important to you and why. And allow God's Spirit to begin to work through you, work through us. Be thou our vision, O Lord of our hearts, both now and in the days ahead. Like the tenants in Jesus' parable, we have choices to make. We can dig ourselves in and only focus on what you want. Or we can work in partnership with God and others to seek and receive all he has to offer. The tenants, because they were very short-sighted and inward looking, actually threw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. They lost out in the end. Because there's no way that the owner was going to let them get away with what they got away with. And we need to recognise all that is good about our community of St. Martin's and its worship, as well as discovering if there's anything we need to let go of. But above all, as people of God, we need to discover ways of reaching out to others in the community in ways that they can relate to, and meeting some of the needs of the community. We're so fortunate, aren't we, that over the years, St. Martin's has been seen as a church for so many people where they come in times of need, in times of blessing, times of rejoicing. But we need to continually look outwards as well as inwards to build ourselves up. The journey we are on and will be going along may not always be comfortable, but seeking God's direction, St. Martin's, is not a one, two, or three person job. It's a job for each one of us, whoever we are, to help discover where God is leading us. And so often we think, I've got nothing to offer. But yet we all have so much to offer. We are all part of the community here at St. Martin's, and we need to go on that journey together. We are unlikely to know how we're going to get to the end, or what the end is likely to be, but it will enable us to begin to identify the gifts we believe we will need in our future incumbent. It took the Israelites 40 years to travel from Egypt to the Promised Land for all sorts of reasons, but mainly because they so often took God out of the equation, just like we do at times. And then they continually discovered, with God at the centre, that amazing things happened. And if we have God at the centre, amazing things will happen. But we need that trust, prayer, that conversations, that being open to God's Spirit. Hopefully it won't take us as long as the Israelites to get there. But we are in this together with God, both now and in the future. And whoever comes to be our incumbent, we're in it with him or her. And we need to begin to really listen to one another, to affirm one another in our listening. And we need to listen to those in the wider community, and then to support and encourage and pray with each other. And in a moment, Helen is going to play Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. And while that's being played, take the opportunity to reflect on what's been said, if you'd remember, and allow God's Spirit to begin to help you and me think back on the journey we've been on in the past and since lockdown and beyond to the future, including holding the good of now with the God-prompted opportunities for the future.